Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome, listeners, to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 3rd of May, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in around 5 minutes. Well, the internet was a complete buzz yesterday about who the hell invented Bitcoin. Yes, really, that seemed to be the biggest story out of the tech feeds yesterday. I don't know why either. But apparently, earlier yesterday, Craig Wright, an Australian entrepreneur, claimed he is the original inventor of the Bitcoin cryptocurrency. However, though, later in the day, it seemed that those reports and everything were being retracted. Why? Well, because Mr. Wright apparently tried the same thing back in December, saying that, yeah, mate, I was the one who did Bitcoin. Now, of course, as anything that happens on the internet, Reddit and Hacker News users were right on the hunt for the information and quickly found out that the verification provided it wasn't right. So what are we left with today? We still don't really know who did Bitcoin, and personally myself, I don't really care. Dum dum dum. Well, it seems that Google Chrome has now surpassed Windows Explorer, or Edge, or whatever you want to call it now, whatever Microsoft's calling it now. Probably something different here in 6 months again. That's right, nearly 4 years later, Google Chrome has become the most used web browser. Well, at least according to StackCounter. Chrome actually captured 41.66% of desktop browser usage in April. That's actually up from 41.35%, compared to Microsoft's browser, which is only 41.35%. So yeah, not a huge difference, but yeah, it's a little bit more. So why has Chrome now become number one? Well, a lot of data actually points to, yes, you guessed it, Windows 10. A lot of people are trying out Edge and thinking, there is no Edge, just kind of sucks, and then they go find Chrome. Or in other cases, Firefox, but mostly people are going for Chrome. We'll see how long Chrome is on top of the mountain, though. Edge, we know, is becoming a little bit better as the months go by, particularly with the arrival of extension support. I'm firmly in belief that 2016 will be the year for privacy, or at least the talk of it anyways. As we all know, the Apple government thing, yeah. Then we've got WhatsApp doing encrypted messages, and Viber just started doing the encryption thing. So what's left? Oh yeah, Messenger. Yes, Facebook Messenger is now set to gain a couple of privacy enhancement features, including self-destructing messages. Yeah, those self-destructing messages. Yeah, like you find in Snapchat or Telegram. Now, some screenshots have actually leaked out over Twitter of this new Facebook encrypted messenger that show life of messages can be set in minutes, hours, or even days. Though right now, we have to take this with a pinch of salt because we're not really sure what features are going to be rolling out to users. But we all know how popular Snapchat is, so this is probably going to be one. Analysts have also thrown their hat in the ring on this little rumor, saying that the Facebook Messenger app code also reveals references to a secret chat feature. Once again, though, I'm sure governments are sitting over there going, why does this keep happening? Speaking of security, let's talk about your smartphone. And yeah, you probably use your thumb or your finger to unlock it with. Most of us use that Touch ID. There's a few things on the back and all these sort of things. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. LG wants to take the hassle out of that just by making the damn screen a fingerprint sensor. Yes, LG's Innovatech, which by the way specializes in creating new hardware components, has announced a fingerprint sensor that just lives right underneath the glass. There's no little doohickeys or anything around the phone. It's just there. Now, LG's hoping not only consumers will be in love with this, but manufacturers as well, particularly if you want your phone to be waterproof. They don't have to worry about all the gaps in the phone and gaskets and all this sort of crap. You can just seal it up because the sensor's just right underneath. Consumers will probably love it because it'll help make the bezels even smaller. And of course, making the screen even bigger. And those of you worried about accuracy, yeah, don't worry. LG's saying this is actually going to be more accurate than the current fingerprint scanner you got right now on your device. Yeah, we'll see about that. We might have to wait a little bit to see it though. There's no plans yet of when LG's going to release this thing, but we are hearing a little bit of rumor from the little birdie saying that probably at the end of the year we could see this thing popping up on an LG phone. Finally, Radiohead fans. Yeah, I'm talking to you people out there. Did you go searching for your band on the internet this morning and go, where the hell they go? Honestly, I don't know where they went. Nobody else does either. Yes, Radiohead's just kind of said, screw the internet. They've deleted everything everywhere. If you go to their homepage right now, it's just a blank white screen. Go to their Twitter account, there's nothing there. And of course, you can't forget their Facebook page where 12 million users look like they subscribe to nothing. So what does this all mean? Well, other than the fact that this publicity stunt is working, hell, we're even talking about it. Probably means that Radiohead's got a new album coming out. Although we don't know when or how. Why? Because they've erased everything. So hey, if the album sucks when you get it, just erase it. That's what they did. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, britishtechnetwork.com. All the BTN content's over there. Get on over there. Get subscribed to all of our great podcasts. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And you can get involved with our BTN Tech community where everything is so funky and fun. britishtech.slack.com. For the new show, of course, we'll be back for your hump day installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, it's Tuesday, so back to work for all you UK folk there. Sorry. As for the rest of the world, hey, it ain't Monday anymore. Isn't it nice? And thank you very much for listening.